Deep breaths, Michelle.
Deep breaths for Angry.
It's about 6:37 p.m. on a Friday.
Good show. Thanks for coming.
Have a good one. Time out. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry, and that over there in the hot leather skirt today is Michelle. Which, by the way, guys, I took a photo of her. So.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did, when you weren't looking.
Why did you do that?
Because you look really sexy. And I'm drunk today.
She is. People keep saying she smells like booze.
Shut up. It's summer Fridays at work, so I got out at 1 and I had lunch and I had 3 rosés and then I took a nap.
Maybe you just smell like booze now.
Like, just
maybe
in
that's
general?
Who you are now.
Nah, dude. I haven't drank in like a week. Maybe. I was on vacation. I didn't drink. I mean, you know, I had a drink here and there, but I didn't get drunk at all. You know, I gotta say, I don't really want to be here right now.
Where do you want to be?
Like, in my bed?
Well, you know, we have 45 minutes or so. 50 minutes. Let's make this count, and then you can go to sleep. How does that sound?
What the hell are these?
Those have been there for 3 weeks.
Oh.
Well, you look then. Like a weird prison-like lesbian guard in those.
You look hot in that skirt.
Thanks, Frangry. Let's not talk about my outfit the whole hour.
Why? It looks really good.
Thank you.
Anyway. Jesus. You can join our playlist by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist link. Dale says, I'm drunk today. Today, Frangry? Very funny, Dale.
Very true, Dale.
Very funny, Michelle.
Very true, Michelle. I am so hungry.
What's new, Michelle? Should we change the topic to food?
Maybe. What's the topic?
Oh, by the way, we have a topic, and it's inanimate objects that drive you mad. Such as?
My phone. My GPS. My... something.
We pretty much covered all of
them.
There
we go. Show's over.
What else? Come on. There has to be more. Let's get specific, though.
Okay.
Like, what are, like, the bleach bottle that you have to, like, press down and turn and...
Oh, childproof?
Yeah, no. That's a no. Those drive me insane. Awesome topic. All right, 201-209-9368, inanimate objects that drive you mad. I don't remember the young lady.
Katie.
Katie. Thank you, Katie, for this topic. And if it sucks, I will be unthanking you later. Did you get the phone ready?
No. Okay, there.
Cool. Now we just need a call. 201-209-9368.
People
really
are gonna call.
They are calling. I just don't want to answer it.
Why?
Because I feel like they're gonna be disappointing.
Well, let's see what happens. Maybe a hooker with a heart of gold will call.
I do love me some hookers.
I like a hooker with a heart of gold.
I like your outfit.
God damn. Stop looking at it.
Well, that's what you wore it for.
It's not for you.
Who's it for? You wore it for someone else?
I did.
If you wore it on a Friday, you wore it for me.
Maybe I wore it for Ken.
I don't think so. I dress for you on Fridays.
Thanks.
See?
I see them.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Oh, by the way, Johnny Muller.
Your
is
cat.
That your cat?
Is so cute.
Oh, you like the cat.
Oh.
Is that your cat?
Turn him up.
No, it's not my cat.
Oh, whose cat is that? It looks like you a little bit.
It's my friend's cat.
That cat rules.
That cat is so cute. What's the cat's name?
His name's Quasar.
I love cats.
All right, well, that name kind of just ruined it. But
sci-fi.
Whatever.
It's sci-fi.
I don't know what that means. I would name the cat Alice.
That's so dumb.
You're dumb.
No, he's a cool cat. He has four cats, so that's a bit much.
That cat's awesome.
Super cute.
By the way, anyone who wanna see
anyone who what?
Who wants to see the cat? Johnny Muller, what's your Instagram? Mr.
Muller gets a haircut.
Yeah, Mr. Muller gets a haircut is Johnny Muller's Instagram. I'm okay, whatever. Hi, Johnny Muller. What inanimate objects drive you mad?
Alright, Saran Wrap number one.
What?
Saran Wrap.
Oh, Saran Wrap.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's so difficult. I can never use it right. It always gets tangled and sticks to itself.
It does do that. I hate it.
Milk cartons, because I can never open the top right, you know, where you're supposed to push in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Also, when you go to, like, somebody's house or doctor's offices, and they have, like, that bowl of fake fruit or fake flowers, just get the real stuff. It's probably
I don't hang out with people that have fake flowers.
I like fake flowers.
Of course you do.
No, I don't like them.
You do hang out with people who like flake flowers because I...
Flake flowers?
Fake flowers because I like fake flowers and we hang out.
No, we don't. We have a show together. When was the last time we hung out?
Last Friday when I went to your house.
God damn it.
Jerk.
Yeah. And also, real quick, I feel the opposite for certain inanimate objects. I feel bad for certain objects. So, for instance, like books in the library that I feel haven't been read in a really long time. And probably won't be read in a really long time. I think it's kind of sad, you know? There's this whole world that's going to be left undiscovered. And it's just a little sad.
Do you love libraries, Mr. Muller gets a haircut?
Yeah, I do. Probably the only one that still goes to them.
It's true. All right, Johnny Muller, have a good one.
His phone was weird.
I hope that was his phone and not him.
I hope life post-college is treating him okay.
Robin says, I get mad when certain inanimate objects run out of batteries. Am I right, ladies?
That is infuriating.
That is.
Then you gotta steal it from a remote. Then the remote doesn't work, and then you can't watch The Leftovers, and then that's a nightmare, too.
Yeah, because then you can't see Justin Theroux with his shirt off.
And then you're like, what if I want to use the remote and the other thing at the same time?
While I'm watching The Leftovers. This is the best show ever.
That was a quick turnaround.
This is the best day ever.
Wow, you're loud.
Sorry. Look how far away I am from this thing.
I know, you're just loud in there.
Something's up with the mics in here, bro.
Station manager Ken was all, you sounded okay last week, but I swear every week I do the same thing. He says I go like this.
It was just that one day that you were standing.
Sometimes when I laugh,
I do that. That's different.
I do that.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Because I laugh like
it's like when Beyonce hits a really high note, she pulls the mic away.
Yeah, they go like this.
Yeah. I know. I know all about it.
You know all about this?
That too. Wow. Mark says condoms.
Rubbers are the worst.
Is that kind of like too obvious to put on the list?
Because it's true. Maybe it's too obvious for the list, but it is true.
Yeah, but is the list supposed to be the most creative answer or the most universal answer?
It's whatever you want it to be. 201-209-9368. Call now and you won't get through.
Mr. Johnny says we should all get solar-powered vibrators.
Do they make those?
How many vibrators do you have?
Just one.
Oh.
How many do you have?
Two.
Oh.
I got the big one and the little one.
I just have one of those little ones.
I have the little one and then I have the wand.
That's too...
Changed my life.
It's too big.
Girl, you don't even know. 201-209-9368, inanimate objects that drive you mad. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Hi, you're on the radio.
Ah, hello, Pat.
Hi, Spikey.
We should ask everyone how many vibrators they have. Spike, how many vibrators do you have?
We won't go there.
That means a lot. Well played, Spike.
Inanimate objects that drive me nuts, pill bottles. You know, when you get a prescription from the doctor, you know, you have to press down and you got to turn and turn.
Yeah, anything that you have to press and turn is annoying.
It's annoying.
Two actions.
Two actions is too many.
Or Afrin.
Like today when I was trying to take my Percocets.
You're like, I need a Xanax just to take this Percocet.
Yeah.
But it's very annoying because you got to push down and you got to, you know, to get the thing open.
I hear you, Spikey.
That drives me nuts.
All right, Spike, have a good one.
Well, okay.
Winning answer.
What?
Peanut says sand.
I like sand.
Oh, no. On the list, Peanut.
I like sand. I like it when it gets under my nails. I like it when it gets in my scalp.
I don't like it when it's in my butt crack.
I like it when it's in my ears. I like it on my skin. I don't think that's a good answer.
Well, luckily the list is mine. What was that thing we were talking about before the show? ASCM? Did I make that up? What are you doing? Oh my god, you're gonna ignore me because I disagree with you? Alright, no problem. I can handle the show. 201-209-9368. Inanimate objects that drive you mad. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
This is Helena, and the inanimate object that makes me mad is smart cars.
What?
What?
Yeah, smart cars.
Smart cars.
Wait, why?
Because they're so small, and I think they're unsafe, and you could just, like, go go-karting in them. That's all their purpose really should be for.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You too.
She was nervous. She said, you too.
But you can have a good one.
No, I said, thanks for calling. And she said, you too. What are you looking at with a concerned, furrowed brow over there?
Mr. Johnny wants to know how many vibrators I've worn out. You know, they actually break very easily.
I didn't know that.
I've broken two, I think.
How do you break it?
Like, they just stop working, and you put in a new battery, and it just doesn't work anymore. Like, I honestly feel like they're made to just break after a while. Like, the normal ones, though, not the little tiny ones.
Mm.
And then the marmot says Frangri's on the River Phoenix combo tonight. Benzos, opiates, and alcohol. What are benzos and opiates?
Opiates are, like, heroin.
I'm not on that.
Benzos are some kind of weird pill, I think, that people used to take, I bet.
I'm not on that either.
Percocet might be a benzo.
No, but I'm not on a Percocet. It wasn't for me. I was sharing the love, you know?
Hmm. 201-209-9368.
People are fighting about sand now.
People love sand, right?
One person does, one person doesn't. Hi, you're on the radio.
Makes for a good fight.
Yeah, packaging tape is the worst.
No!
You can't find where it starts, and then when you peel it, it rips in half, or like comes with the crazy little strings.
Yeah, but when you got it going, it's a pretty awesome thing.
It's only the cheap stuff that gets screwed up like that.
Michelle overtapes.
I'm an overtaper. Yeah. How did you know that?
You told me that once.
I am. I'm an overtaper.
I do the proper taping method of one strip down the middle, two strips on the side.
It's not enough.
Uh-oh. Are you challenging him?
Sometimes that's not enough tape. Plus, what about the bottom? What about the bottom of the box if the packages are very heavy?
Well, yeah, you do the bottom the same way as you do the top.
You got to do more.
Like, reinforced strips with the string inside.
Yeah, I love those.
What? What has string?
I thought I'd be good in the shipping and receiving department.
At, like, the post office?
Here.
Do we have a shipping and receiving?
Yeah, it's Tony. Well, he's not shipping and receiving.
You totally want to steal his job.
Not tomorrow.
You're, like, waiting for him to quit.
Just if he ever retires.
Is he on staff?
Yeah. He's great at his job.
Yeah. You walk in there and you're like, where's the CD from this show from 1995? And he's like, here you
right
go.
Here.
It's amazing.
He is so good.
All right, mister, have a good one.
I will.
He will.
For those of you who don't know, Tony runs the swag room.
He is so good at that
job.
He
is pretty good at that job.
I love
like,
that,
Tony,
man.
Is there any more of my stickers right here?
He's awesome. And he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's really sweet. Mr. Johnny wants to know if you keep bottles of sand from the beaches you've been to. That seems like something she would do, he says.
Tell him he's a jerk.
Why?
That doesn't seem like something I would do.
When you were little and you went to fairs, you didn't do those things where you could, like...
Oh, magical sand?
Is that what that was? Where they were... It was, like,
the colored sand?
Yeah. No. I used to do those. No, you weren't into that stuff?
I didn't go to fairs. I wasn't allowed to go to fairs.
I loved dolphins, and I used to collect little dolphin figures.
I did like dolphins. I was in the Marine Biology Club. What?
Wow.
I loved marine biology.
Really?
Yeah, I was in the Marine Biology Club.
Hmm. What does that mean, exactly?
We had a club after school.
And you talked about...
Marine biology.
Marine animals?
And we went on, like... Well, I'm from Puerto Rico, so we went on, like, trips.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
We had, like, a hot biology teacher who would, like...
Oh, that's why you were in
he
there.
He would, like, eat sea urchins right out of the ocean and stuff with, like, a knife or pocket knife.
Ew, bro. I'm not cool. down with sea urchins.
Yeah, I know. When we went to that restaurant...
You were all about it.
You wouldn't eat this. No, I was about the octopus. But I ate your sea urchin because you didn't want it.
Yeah, when I go now, he knows not to give me the weird stuff.
I want to go back there.
All right. I'm down whenever you want to.
Yeah, whenever I have some actual money.
Okay, let me know.
Yeah, 2 years from now.
201-209-9368. Robin says she likes fake flowers and sand, too. Of course she does.
Whoa, jerk.
Whatever.
Next time I go to Austin, I'm going to meet up with Robin. We can have a breakfast taco and a beer.
I want to go.
Okay.
Am I invited?
Sure. If you want to go.
Thanks.
I don't know if you'd like Austin.
I've never been there.
You might like it.
I like road trips a lot.
I do love a good road trip. I will be going on one in a few weeks.
Where are you going?
Figuring it out.
Oh, that Friday that we're out?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, it's Bennett.
Hi, Bennett.
Hey, Bennett.
Hey. So, I was thinking, the plastic containers, the plastic packaging that batteries come in, or like any toy, kid's toy, it's like you stab it with a knife or with a scissor, you can't get it open. There's no easy way to come up, it comes apart.
Oh, the ones that are like, they cover, like they're sealed around the item?
Yeah, those are
exactly.
Hard
yeah,
as
yeah.
Hell.
That's how, like the thing razors come in, yeah.
Yeah,
the
I mean,
worst.
It's, and I always thought that, you know, a light bulb is so fragile and it's packaged in like nothing. And then these plastic toys are packaged in a way that nobody can open them. So those are some of the things that annoy me.
All right, cool. Thanks, Bennett.
Also, wait, anybody who passes out on a date because they're too drunk, that's an inanimate object that pisses me off.
Has that happened to you?
Who passes out on
to me
dates?
Once, yes.
In like yes. a restaurant?
No, back in my apartment. She came back with me and then fell asleep.
People, I do that all the time.
People get tired.
If I know. I've done it, too.
I do it all the time. Sorry.
All right. Have a great night.
Have a good one.
You, too. Bye.
Oh, this one's good. I broke it.
Again?
Sorry. Katie? Oh, that must be... Oh, Katie. Oh, okay. What's up, Katie? She says automatic sinks. The ones where you just like, come on. You're like shoving your hand in front of the thing to get the water on.
They haven't perfected the science behind
that's
those.
A good one, but can Katie win her own topic?
Yes, you've won your own topic.
When?
You've won the show.
No, I've never won the show.
Yes, you have.
Well, it's not my fault. Everyone else sucks.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you didn't win the show. How's my mic technique?
Gorgeous. You're the best.
The test worked last week, by the way.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is inanimate objects that drive you mad. We're lit up like a Christmas tree, but I don't really want to take any of these calls.
Why? The calls have been fine. What are you going to have for dinner? Are you going to have those wings?
Yeah, the other day I was at a... Was it a sushi place? I don't know, whatever the hell it was. A Japanese place, and it had one of those toilets. You know what I'm talking about? Those fancy toilets?
What fancy toilets?
What? Those Asian toilets that have, like, they're warm, and they have water coming from every hole you can think of, and you can have warm water or cold water, and there's a remote control.
Oh, my boss used to have one of those.
All right, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to use this thing, right, if I'm here. I turn on, it squirts
yeah.
in my face.
I've had that happen
in
before.
My mouth. I was like, no!
Where were you?
I mean,
that
I assume
that?
It was clean, but
yeah,
like
it's clean
ew.
Water.
Ew.
It's funny. Where were you that had that?
Some Japanese place on 43rd.
In Miami?
No. Here in the city.
You were uptown?
Before I left. 43rd.
Why were you uptown?
Because I had a hot date.
Uptown?
I mean, you know, all I had to do was get on the bus and meet him there.
Uptown?
I work uptown. Huh. It was delicious. You should go there. It was so good.
I'd rather stay home.
And it was like in a basement of an office building. It was cool.
What kind of whose restaurant was it?
Some Japanese place. It's delicious. Mm. We had the best squid. Anyway, so yeah, that happened. 201-209-9368. Inanimate objects that drive you mad. Oh, Robin also likes sea urchin. That's surprising.
Why are you mad?
Whatever. She says you guys can get breakfast tacos or uni, Michelle.
You could come too.
I don't want to go.
Don't be mad.
I'm going to hang out with Jenny Muller and the cat. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's Just 10.
Hey, hi, Just 10.
Hey, Bennett had a really good one with the clamshell packaging. That's so annoying.
Oh, is it called clamshell packaging?
I think it might be.
Is it called clamshell packaging?
Yeah, I think they call them, sealed clamshells. Because, you know, they usually, it's like a bubble and then, sealed around the edge and everything.
Yeah, I get it.
Anyway, automated phone directories.
Oh, yeah, those are the pits.
You know, and it's the thing that really gets me about them is when, you know, they ask you to put in information using the keypad. And then, you know, then when you finally actually get an actual person, they ask for that same exact information right back.
Yeah. What's the number? Yeah.
I like when I freak out and I start yelling, "Operator! Operator!" And then they never.
And you just press 000.
And I'm yelling, "Agent! Agent!" I hate talking to those things.
All right. Well, have a great show.
That was a good one, Just Ted. Thanks.
Yeah, you're on the list.
Hello?
You're on the list.
Oh, really? Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
I like those wings that are by your house.
Oh, at Ducks.
Yeah. They're not really wings. But
although the last time I ate them, they had this awful sauce on them.
Is there a new chef?
No. And we asked, what's up with this sauce? Because it wasn't here last time. And they were like, yeah, it was. It's always there. I'm like, well, it shouldn't be.
There wasn't sauce when we went.
Right? It was a green sauce on top of them, like a curry sauce. It was bizarre.
At the New Orleans place?
Yeah.
Wasn't there last time.
So weird, right? There was no sauce on them that time.
Mm-mm. It was just a rub.
Yeah. That was bizarre. 201-209-9368. Inanimate objects that drive you mad. Matt WW says, an empty pizza box. Ugh.
Worse.
Jesus. For more than one reason. Number one, because there's no pizza in it. And number two, because it's just the worst shape in the world. It doesn't fit
square.
In the garbage.
Oh, you mean the size.
You gotta take it downstairs. You can't crumple it up and stick it in the chute. You know what I'm saying?
You have a garbage chute?
Yeah, I'm fancy.
Lucky.
Matt WW, you're on the list. I want pizza.
I don't. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
I've been eating too much bread lately. Slowing me down.
I didn't eat anything when I was in Miami.
Why?
You look tan?
No, not at all.
Look!
You don't look tan at all. You don't look tan.
Look at that tan line!
It's weird. You don't look tan. I'm sorry.
But I just showed you how tan I am.
Your legs don't look tan.
It was raining the whole time. So I did only tan for a total of 5 hours.
Okay, so don't get mad at me.
But I am tan! You just saw my tan line.
Do you think I'm tan?
No.
But I could show you the same tan line.
Let me see it.
I can't in this outfit.
Why? Show me.
It's too hard.
Show me.
I can't.
I showed you. You show me. That's the way it works around here.
I can't right now.
I showed you. You show me.
Whoa, girl.
That's the way it works.
I can't show you because of my outfit.
Show me on your boobie then.
It says it's not the same on my boob as on my bikini. Don't pout.
I'm pissed.
I could wear something else next week and show you.
Okay. But by then, it'll, the tan line will fade.
It won't.
Do Do you have permanent tan lines?
In the summer, I do.
Then they're not permanent. Hi, you're on the radio.
Speed limit, fine.
Bitch.
Wait, I didn't mean it in a bad way. It's better to not have them. Like, I wish I didn't have them year-round. Sorry, hi, young lady. What's your name?
Emily.
What do you hate?
Speed limit, fine.
Oh, you like to go fast, don't you, Emily? That was funny. I liked your laugh. That's actually a good answer.
It was a sweet yet guilty laugh.
Yeah, sweet yet guilty. Just how I imagine Emily to be.
Yes.
Thanks.
All right, have a good one, Emily.
You too.
That was our best call so far.
Emily's cute.
Yeah, I liked her. I kind of want to put her on the list.
Put her on the list.
Okay. You know my mom calls people like that? Mosca muerta.
Dead fly?
Yeah. I don't really know exactly how it translates, but what it means, why it's called a dead fly, but what it means is, like, people who look like they're innocent, but they're really, like, you know, they're doing...
devilish.
Yeah, they're doing something behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Did she call you that?
Yeah. How'd you know? She calls herself that, too.
Yeah.
She's like, you're like me, mosca muerta. And I'm like, damn.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I don't know why, though, because it doesn't really make sense. What does dead fly have to do with anything?
By then,
the fly's already dead.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Maybe I'll ask her.
Google it.
Can you Google that stuff?
What do you mean?
They're saying I'm stuttering tonight, am I? I think I'm holding it together pretty well, considering everyone told me I smell like booze.
I'm super hungry.
Dale says, this show needs a webcam. Whatever happened to our reality show? Because if you're going to wear outfits like that, we need to get on TV.
It's not even fancy.
It's hot. That's all that matters.
What did happen to our reality show? I wanted that travel show so badly. For 3 episodes.
Yeah, I don't want it. We'll hate each other.
So what?
I don't want to hate you. I want to love you.
I know, but I need to make some quick money.
At the expense of our friendship?
I think our friendship could survive it eventually.
I guess it's survived a lot. Yeah, I guess you're
right. Yeah, you're really difficult.
Yeah, so are you. 201-209-9368. Inanimate objects that drive you mad. Mr. Johnny says Spanish fly. What is that? Is that what
Spanish
she means?
Fly is that drink you drink that makes you horny.
Yeah, that's not what my mom means. But okay, thanks, Mr. Johnny. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry and Michelle.
Hey, buddy, can you speak up louder, please?
Hi, this is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I noticed a lot of people saying plastic things, but the one plastic thing that really bothers me are those plastic chairs that people have, like for lawn chairs. They're like really cheap, and you see them all over the place. They just really bother me.
Like the ones that lay down, or like the white plastic ones?
Like the white or green ones.
Ugh, you know? Disgusting.
Like, they kind of have disappeared over the last 2 years.
Oh my god, I love you. Those are the most disgusting chairs in the world.
Know.
I'm sorry, they're so gross.
Neighbors had them in their yard.
Like, get a real chair, dude.
And they never sat on them.
Yeah, get a real chair.
Yeah.
Plus, they're just so dirty. Like, who wants to sit on that? You can see the dirt piling up on them.
You're really getting riled up here.
I really hate those chairs. Like, I'm not sitting on one of those.
I think China stopped making them.
Good.
Something, because you don't see them anymore.
I doubt.
But they're probably floating in the ocean now.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bruce.
All right, have a good one. Very good.
Thank you.
Wait, hold on. This is
very good.
Because I'm distracted by the most amazing comment we have ever gotten on our playlist.
What does it say?
It disses me, but it's amazing. Are you ready for this?
Ray
says, you can't translate dumb Hispanic crap. I can smell you from here, Frangry. A mix of talcum powder, rye whiskey, and diarrhea. What?
Wait, read it again.
You can't translate dumb Hispanic crap. I can smell you from here, Frangry. A mix of talcum powder, rye whiskey, and diarrhea. What the hell?
What a jerk.
First of all, where would... Talcum powder? I'm not a dude. Only dudes use that.
Not only dudes use that.
You use that?
No, I don't use it, but...
Do girls use that? For their private parts?
Not for their private parts.
For what, then?
I don't know. For their...
Like, on your feet? For your shoes?
Maybe to... I don't know.
To masturbate?
I don't think so. No, I don't... Say? No, that's not what I was gonna say.
That comment is, like, the weirdest thing in the world.
Why does he think you smell like diarrhea?
Or rye whiskey. I don't even drink... I don't know. The whole thing is weird. I mean, it would be amazing if I smelled, like, talcum powder, rye whiskey, and diarrhea.
I don't think that would be amazing.
In a bad way, yeah.
Who is this person? Why is he so nasty?
Wait, what's his name? Where'd he go? I lost it.
Ray.
Ray? I don't know.
He is always mean to you.
Is he?
I think so.
Oh, I don't remember. Well, that's funny. That's okay. Oh, wait, there's more.
Huh.
And the expression is, no te hagas la mosquita muerta. Your Spanish sucks, Frangry. Actually, that's not what my mom said to me, but okay. Oh, you know what I think it means then? I think maybe mosquita muerta is like a fly playing dumb. Or playing dead, no? Because the way he's saying it is like, don't act like you're dead. I don't know. Either way, it doesn't make sense. Are you with me?
I don't think he's very nice.
Yeah, but who cares?
You don't.
Not at all.
I do want to know what it means.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Inanimate objects that drive you mad.
Your Spanish doesn't suck.
Apparently, I didn't say what my mom said correctly. Like, he was there.
Maybe it's a different... Maybe he's not from Nicaragua. People in Puerto Rico don't even say that.
I mean, obviously, the guy's just being a jerk.
I know.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
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 Hi, young lady.
Hi.
What's your name?
Wade.
Oh! I love her. Hello, how are you?
Good.
You haven't called in a long time. How have you been?
Very good. Very good. Did you call... Do you have an inanimate object that makes you upset?
Yeah.
What is it?
Pistachio nutshell.
Oh, well done, Wade. Yeah, they're annoying, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't break them apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are you?
5.
Oh, I love you. Okay, Wade, listen. You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, and you might win a free T-shirt. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Tell your parents to listen, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye,
Wade.
Have a
good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. I'm in love.
You did a real nice thing right there. I saw what you did.
What?
You went, tell me about something you don't like, because you didn't want to say, tell me about something you hate to a little girl, right?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Well, I mean, I'm not totally heartless.
Sometimes I forget.
Wow.
That little girl is so cute, right?
Hi. Good. Good.
Pistachio nutshells are annoying.
Yeah. That actually might be the best call so far, sadly.
Thanks, Wade.
Yeah. Call us at 201-209-9368. Dude Bro says he thinks talcum powder cancels out the smell of diarrhea. So thank you, Dude Bro. Dale wants to know why a 5-year-old is listening to this show.
I think sometimes they don't understand. Like, yeah, I wouldn't let an 11 or 12-year-old listen to the show, but I would let, like, a 5-year-old listen to the show. Because I think they don't understand a lot of the stuff. Right?
There's a movie called Mosquita Muerte.
What? There is? Who's in it? Penelope
it's
Cruz?
It's a Mexican thing.
Maybe Penelope Cruz is in it.
Joaquin Bissner is the director. 201-209-9368, inanimate objects that drive you mad. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Something that drives me crazy is chopsticks.
Ugh.
Chinese food. What do you always get in Chinese food? Rice. How do they expect you to eat rice?
You obviously don't know how to use them.
You don't know how to use them.
I'm a little
white
challenged, maybe. But really, so you're hungry. How are you supposed to stuff your face with those two little sticks?
It's one little rice at a time, my friend.
Oh,
for you.
God.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right.
I like chopsticks.
Have a good one. Oh, I'm so bad with them. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, yeah. Oh, I can't stand Band-Aids. Not so much the fresh ones, but the used ones, the paper container, the little paper things that you peel off, the Band-Aid itself, oh, they make me want to vomit. I feel friggin' sick. They're the worst ever.
No, you know what's the worst? You know when you get a plastic bag and they punch out the inside of the hole and then of the handle for the bag?
Mm-hmm.
And you find them on the floor of your apartment?
Oh, that little, like, extra plastic
flap?
Yeah,
and they stick to everything because they have that static cling thing. Those are the worst.
It doesn't beat a Band-Aid, though. Band-Aids are the worst.
No, I think mine's better.
Mm. All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay, love you. Have a good one. I didn't just hear my beer bottle on the microphone. I didn't.
Of course you didn't. Oh, I'm hungry. This show's pretty good.
Robert says, seriously, this program is much less mature than Greasy Kid Stuff or Minor Music.
It's more mature than Minor Music.
But not Greasy Kid Stuff?
It's different.
Do you know what I say?
Hmm.
If Robert wants to listen to mature shows, maybe you shouldn't listen to WFMU. Call us at 201-209-9368. Inanimate objects that drive you mad. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, hello, Frankie and Michelle.
Hello.
How's everything?
Very good. How about you? How are your hookers?
Very good.
Good. Good to hear it.
Very, very good.
Love the 31-year-old hookers.
Love it. Very happy for you, madman.
One of the best times I ever had in my life.
What's up?
Inanimate objects. Oh, jeez. You know what? I just bought a brand new pair of work boots, and I call them the mud holders because the soles and the heels have the grooves in them.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what I stepped
in? Can't say that word on the air.
Upstairs into my apartment.
Hey, madman, you can't say that word on the air.
Oh,
Sorry about that. How about you just don't say any of them?
But anyway, you know how hard it is to get dog crap out of those soles on the...
Stop saying that! I'm going to have to hang up on you.
Are you serious?
Yes, you're not allowed. You can say dog number two.
All right, dog number two.
Okay.
But you know how hard it is to get that out of the soles? You need either a power washer or some kind of brush. What I did is just put them in a shallow tray of water and let them sit. And then scrub it out with a brush.
Okay, well, I'm glad you got the dog number two out of your shoes. Thanks for calling.
Hey, have a good one, lady.
Have a good one. Wow.
I can't believe people think they can say the S word on the air. They can't.
No, they can't.
201-209-9368.
Well, this is Rocky from New Jersey.
Well, hi, hello, Rocky.
And I, what I'm annoyed with is, when I go through the drive-through, laundromats—not laundromats, but car cleaners—you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Like a car wash?
No, I like those.
Yeah, we call it different over New Jersey, but car wash. And then when I open my window up to tell the guy to do a special job, I get water in my face.
Well, maybe you should wait for the water to be over or before the water starts.
Oh my God!
Genius, right?
Well, that's a great suggestion.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you both.
God bless you too, Rocky.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
I like the name Rocky.
Who the hell is he? Peanut just said, oh boy, Rocky, on the comments board. Is he like an FMU caller?
I've never heard him. Maybe. He doesn't call our show. Maybe he calls other shows. Are there other shows on this station?
No, just ours. Oh. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Kale.
Hey, Kale. What's up?
I don't know much. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good to hear from you.
Hey, good to talk to you. I didn't have anything to say about prostitution stories. I'm too innocent.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a tough call.
You know, getting airlifted out of the woods and all.
You could have just let Madman talk for like 20 minutes.
I know, we should have just given him the show.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So I think what I hate is my front door when it's locked and I really have to pee.
Mm.
Like, you get home and you're fumbling. Especially if it's
Wait, why is your front door locked and, really and you work. Don't have a key?
Well, you have a key. It's just
oh,
not quite
just,
fitting
it's
in
like,
there.
Oh, I see. It just takes too long to get it out, I see.
But I think what everybody else hates is apparently everybody's fridge opens, like, on the left side. And my fridge apparently opens backwards, so every person who comes to my house gets tripped up and tries to open, like, the closed side of my fridge.
That's funny.
Actually, fridges can open either way. You just have to
That's
tell
what
them.
I would have thought. I never, like, made anything of it. But
yeah, you just have to tell them when you issue. Order it which way you want it to open.
But, like, the default.
I don't know. I guess it depends on where the wall is. Mine opens that way. Is that the wrong way?
That's the right way.
Wait, there's a right way?
No. There's never a right way. All right, have a good one.
You too.
Bye, Kale.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, what's up?
My name's Crypto Spiridium, and I would say something, an inanimate object that really bothers me is drug tests. I could have went with John Wilkes Booth, too, though, because he's lifeless and dead.
Wow.
Whoa. Dark.
I like it.
How are those job interviews going?
Actually, good, because I finally got my license for my medicine, so I'm good.
All good right. for you.
Cool.
Have a good Thanks. One.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio. Oh. Hi, you're on the radio.
Global Tell.
Excuse me? Recorded
or... I wanted to hear that.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
You
know what really bothers me?
What?
It are those little Bic lighters.
He said Bic lighters.
I thought he said little.
When you really need it to light, you know?
Those are
it's
too
like the
tiny.
Middle of the night and you want to, like, whatever, whether you smoke, whatever, and whether it's a bowl of weed or something.
Or whatever.
Because I can't sleep at night. And first of all, you can't find it. Then when you do, when it doesn't work, I hate Bic lighters.
All right, buddy, I'm sorry. Have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Was the question how many vibrators or how many sex toys do I have?
How many vibrators?
Oh, only four.
Okay, so how many sex toys?
The handcuffs count?
Yes.
The over
Anything you use sexually counts.
I'm sorry?
Anything you use right. sexually.
Sexually?
Yes.
What am I saying? I'm a man, sexually.
What? I said anything you use sexually counts as a sex toy.
Oh, I didn't hear you correctly. I've got a bad headset.
Yeah, obviously.
I apologize.
It's okay.
But you know what I hate is that bowl of candy at my grandmother's house. Because I only want one Starlight Mint. And I grab it. And all the Starlight Mints come out. So I say, I'll have a butterscotch.
I love
And I grab the butterscotch, and all the butterscotches come out. I only want one butterscotch bowl of candy. I only want one jelly bean.
Grandma's goddamn bowl
thing?
Of candy.
That's what I hate.
Goddamn grandma and her candy.
I love my grandma, and I,
oh,
love,
sorry.
I love candy.
Love my grandma, hate her candy.
Where does that old lady candy come from anyway? Because I never see it for sale.
There's a special
they get
lady
it when it's,
candy store.
No, they get it like after Halloween and after Easter when it's like 50 cents.
And old.
Yeah, and it's like stale.
That makes sense.
All right, have a good one.
I'll have two.
He'll have two good ones.
Hi, you're on the radio. Right, because you can't just have Hi. One.
I know they serve a purpose, but I can't stand... Tampons.
Why?
What do you care about tampons?
Because they're always in my visual sight, whether they're in the garbage or on the counter.
Okay, well, whatever lady you're dating needs a lesson in manners.
That's right. That's right. Say that again.
Whatever lady you're dating needs a lesson in manners.
He's not dating anyone anymore after she called her out on the radio.
For her tampon problem.
Don't you ever use them to clog your bloody noses?
No.
No. No.
But I know men who need to do that.
Okay. Have a good one, buddy.
Thanks.
What? That's not gross.
No, it's not gross. They're clean tampons. Yeah, I don't care.
They're absorbent.
Mr. Johnny wants to know, who's more likely to go to a nude beach, Frangry or Michelle? Definitely not Frangry. I would never.
I would never?
I would go, but I wouldn't get naked.
Why? You have a beautiful body.
No.
Why? You have a beautiful body.
Nope.
Why wouldn't you?
Not ever happening.
Why?
So the answer is Michelle.
Why wouldn't you?
Because I don't want everyone staring at me.
Why? You have a beautiful body.
I don't know, because it's weird, and it jiggles and stuff.
What jiggles?
My butt.
You would go topless.
No, I wouldn't.
What do you mean? You've never gone to the beach topless?
Nope, not once in my life.
Not even in high school?
Never in my life.
Not even in high school when you were drunk?
Never in my life.
But it feels so good to be in the ocean with no clothes on.
I wouldn't know.
You've never gone skinny dipping?
Nope.
That's the best feeling. But don't you love feeling free?
Sure. I mean, I would like to feel free enough to go skinny dipping and tan naked, but I don't.
Oh,
so.
You should. It's a very good feeling.
The answer is Michelle.
Well, I wouldn't on, like, a super public place. But this has nothing to do with the topic.
I know.
But I do like swimming with no clothes on.
I probably would, too.
You would love it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Global Telemetry. This call may...
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is inanimate objects that drive you mad. So far, a five-year-old is winning the t-shirt, so you guys have 10 minutes.
Wade. Wade's a cute name.
How is that a girl's name? Are you sure it's not a boy?
I thought it was a little girl.
I'm pretty sure it's a boy.
You think it's a little boy?
What girl is named Wade?
Cool girl.
I don't think so.
I'd name a little girl Wade.
I would, too. Dude Bro wants to know if an electric toothbrush can be used as a vibrator. The answer is yes. Only because I just got an electric toothbrush, and the minute I used it, I was like, hmm. And I thought about it. I didn't do it, but I thought about it. And so I assume the answer is yes. You know, because I already have two other vibrators, right?
That's what you said.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Mr. Johnny says, Michelle naked in the ocean is my kind of marine biology.
That was a long joke.
That's good.
That was a funny joke. Full circle joke.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hello, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I love the show. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, young lady.
Awesome. This is Colleen.
Hello.
By the way, this has nothing to do with the subject, but go to Sandy Hook. They've got an awesome nude beach there.
Sandy Hook has a nude beach.
Oh, I know. Oh. I've been there.
They got an awesome new beach. It's clean and it's private.
Didn't get
go
naked,
at nighttime, though.
Though.
You feel more comfortable.
Okay, I'll do that.
Go after 4 o'clock because all the old foliages are gone by then. You won't get freaked out by watching the old men and older things hanging up.
Yeah, I just don't want... It's not that I don't want to see them. It's that I don't want them to stare at me.
I'd rather
that's
be on
why,
the beach with a bunch of old people.
O'clock. I love going there. I don't like... the nude either, but I would take off my bathing suit, and it feels so good when you're in the ocean. Oh, there's nothing more like it.
Okay, well, maybe our boobs will meet each other one day.
You have a great night, guys.
Thanks, you too.
You
have
too.
A good
bye-bye.
One. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, this is Vito from Montclair.
Hello.
Hey, I was kind of angry that someone disrespected chopsticks. I think they're like one of my favorite. I think they're really awesome. If I had a restaurant, sporks and chopsticks.
I love a good spork. Yeah. I think people just get frustrated that they don't know how to use chopstick, and it makes them feel a fool.
Well, I know it's cliche, but it's kind of, I don't know, civilizing.
So. I mean, I can't use them, really. I won't lie.
But you don't hate
I
them.
I mean, I use them, but I don't use them correctly. I know that for sure.
Well, maybe I get the right type, like, for me, I like them kind of squarish.
and then pointy.
One time I was at a restaurant and they brought me the kind that has like the rubber band in the middle that they give kids. And it was even worse. I was like, are you kidding me? This is awful. I'm not using this. I didn't do it. I just used the normal ones wrong. All right, have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I didn't have a good answer all show until I walked into my apartment and I realized dirty dishes.
I worst. Love doing the dishes, though.
Hate you doing too? The dishes.
We make a great couple, I think.
I love doing laundry, too. I
hate doing the dishes.
Those are the two domestic things I like. The rest,
I like to cook.
I don't. I like to eat.
I can sweep and take care of all that stuff.
All right, mister, have a good one.
Who's winning? There's only 6 minutes left.
Wade. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the radio.
This is the chopstick guy again. I don't like chopsticks because I shovel my food down my throat like an American. You tell that other guy.
All right, I'm sure he's listening. Have a good one, Mr. American.
All right.
That was amazing. I'm an American, and I shovel food down my throat.
But it's really easy to shovel food with a chopstick.
It's just like pushing it with a shovel.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to pull the bowl up, man.
Yeah, it feels just as American.
Maybe he just doesn't know what to do with the bowl.
Maybe he was, like, trying to eat.
Like, have you ever seen Kill Bill where Uma Thurman...
Have I ever seen Kill Bill?
Uma Thurman is eating the right... You just got to lift the bowl, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's the problem.
I love that movie.
I love that movie, too.
Hey, you know what? Put the Needle on the Record has a special coming up.
Oh,
right,
yeah?
Right after us.
Let's hear it.
Pretty soon, Put the Needle on the WFMU Bay Series Part 3, Oakland. So Billy Jam will be in Oakland tonight.
That's exciting.
And we'll be broadcasting that in about 5 minutes.
I love me some Billy Jam.
Who doesn't?
I don't know.
Who's winning the show? Wade?
Wade!
All right, you got a couple more minutes.
Or...
201-209-9368, but we're almost done here.
Although I do like sand. Should we cross them off then?
Yeah.
All right, we have Peanut with sand,
mm-hmm.
Katie with automatic sinks,
mm-hmm.
Just Ted with automated phone directories.
That one's good.
Matt WW with crumpled pizza boxes,
mm.
Emily with speed limit signs,
mm.
And Wade with pistachio nut shells.
Okay, if it wasn't Wade saying pistachio nutshells, I don't know if I'd like it as much.
I agree with you.
I just love little Wade.
Me too. So which one's the best, then?
I kind of think automated phone directories is good. And which other one?
Crumpled pizza box, speed limit signs, pistachio nutshells, automatic sinks, or sand. I kind of love sand, but... Is there another one you like?
Hmm. You can pick. I don't care.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how you doing? I just wanted to call and say Chopstick Man was great, and I have an inanimate object that infuriates me.
Let's hear it.
It is packing peanuts.
Oh.
I work a job where I deal with packing peanuts all day. They get everywhere. They stick to everything, and I have to say it's pretty infuriating.
Yeah, those are the pits.
What's your name, mister?
My name is Albert, and I want to say you ladies were phenomenal tonight. I love the show.
Albert, listen,
thanks,
I got to say that I'm pretty, like, 99.9% sure you just won a t-shirt.
No.
Yeah. But listen in the next 4 minutes, because technically someone can still beat you.
Okay, I'll be listening.
All right, have a good one.
Adios, thank you.
We got to wrap it up soon.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, so I have kind of a weird one.
We like weird.
So, have you had Icebreaker lately?
The gum?
The gum?
Like, the gum or the mints, like, anything that is from the brand Icebreaker.
Yeah.
So, they print the sticker incorrectly on the, like, box, because you know how it has one side that's, like, not to share and another side that's to share?
No.
The sticker is on it reverse. So, the sticker that says to share opens up the tab that's for not to share, and it's, like, infuriating, because it's been like this for, like, 2 years.
Okay, no cursing. Have a good one.
We gotta stop anyway.
Albert, you're the winner with packing peanuts. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Stay tuned for a very special, special.
Special.
A very special special.
Very special special. I like that.
Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam is coming up live from Oakland. Stay tuned.
Higher on the radio, 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 higher on the radio.
Yo, this is Easy on the Hip Hop Slam with Billy Jam on KUSF San Francisco.
Woke up quick. At about noon, just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I hit the Alpine play. Bumping new shit, buying WA. It was gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Sure, man, I on the thing is out for this new. Off this time, the ears tonight is rooted. Car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Donald B's in the place to give me the pace. He say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Take him up the street to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
I get drunk and I stumble to the phone and conjure up wrong, but shit when I'm alone. Bump this from toe back, I need to take a piss. Only when I'm drunk, I sing a song like this. My grandma and your grandma sitting by the fire. Hold on, turn the beat off.
No, keep it going. J-Bo, can you make it?
I'm just not knowing. I get drunk and start talking more. And when I got a gun in my hand, you better get out. Cause my brain just ain't what it used to be. Forget trying to rationalize, cover your eyes. I do. Damn, I'm drunk, I need a chunk, no better yet a hunk of that funk. When I get drunk, I might act uncouth, but when I get drunk, I always tell the truth. Yeah, I'm good, bad, dope, I'm freaky fresh. I make hip-hop fans say yes, yes, the lick's coming through. You know we gonna blow up, hold up, load up, I think I gotta... Damn, false alarm. I'm getting all the ladies with my cool charm. When I get drunk, I might even call my daddy a punk. Yeah, but only when I'm drunk.
Only when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Only when I'm drunk.
Let me pass the 40 to my nigga.
Only when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
It goes one for the chronic, two for the amnesia. It's the pimp slap Nicky with drinks in the freezer. Bust a one apple, two apple.
Blitz.
Type of rapper that'll get you out your seat quicker than a carjacker. Slip a Coke 40 fever when I'm cooler with my people. Got hoes in East Columbus like I'm Billy D. Rico. Cause I move like I'm smooth, like I'm Harry Belafonte. Looking for them niggas that jump my homie Dante. All up in this bitch with the gin and Tango Ray. Drink like Mr. Window, smoke bud like Dr. Dre. But that's cause I'm old enough to do that type of shit. Goddamn, I gotta say I passed the mic to E. Swift.
Yeah. I get drunk and can't nobody whoop me. I'm tripping. Must be the brew that I was sipping, kicking in. Guess I shouldn't have mixed it with the gin, cause when I'm laying on my back, I can feel the room spin. One too many, I reckon. Feeling like I could Earl any second. Wanna get up, but can't move. Feels like I'm stuck in the groove. What the f was I trying to prove? I got a rep for down the four O's. All the hoes knows them alcoholic bros. Niggas call me dead, I keep a fifth in the trunk. My up an ugly bitch, but only when I'm drunk.
Yeah, only when I'm drunk. Only when I'm drunk. Yeah, only when I'm drunk. Only when I'm drunk. I think I'm feeling a little better. Ready to bust this like this, and you don't miss. Check it out.
I get drunk and start thinking about my friends that passed on. With every 40 ounce the memory will last on. Black Man, Muzzle, Mike Lee, and Suave D. The three MCs will always live in my memories. We used to rock shows, we used to rock clothes, and drink 40 O's and wear the same clothes. Damn, I wish we could go through it again, but I know one day we gonna do it again. And when the day comes, it's gonna be live. But I ain't in no hurry, so we don't drink and drive. The alcoholics, we get funky when we drinking. Just a little something to pump up the thinking. Only when we drunk, only when we drunk, only when we drunk, only when we drunk.